How to become a millionaire. Mastering the inner game of wealth. Easy proven methods to rocket your income to the next level. Written by Praveen Kumar and Prashant Kumar. Narrated by Million Quinteros. Disclaimer. The advice contained in this material might not be suitable for everyone. The author obtained the information from sources believed to be reliable and from his own personal experience, but he neither implies nor intends any guarantee of accuracy. The author, publisher, and distributors never give legal, accounting, medical, or any other type of professional advice. The reader must always seek those services from competent professionals that can review their own particular circumstances. The author, publisher, and distributor particularly disclaim any liability, loss, or risk taken by individuals who directly or indirectly act on the information contained herein. All readers must accept full responsibility for their use of this material. All pictures used in this book are for illustrative purposes only. The people in the pictures are not connected with the book, author, or publisher, and no link or endorsement between any of them and the topic or content is implied, nor should any be assumed. The pictures are only licensed for use in this book and must not be used for any other purpose without prior written permission of the rights holder. Introduction. If you want to change the fruits, you will first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. T. Harv Eker. Every beautiful poem that was ever written, a great work of painting or sculpture that captivated you, a song or a book that captured your heart and mind, started as a simple thought in someone's mind. Just look around you. The bed you sleep in, the computer you work on, the shoes you walk in, the car you drive and the house you live in, or the stylish clothes you wear. Everything was brought into existence with an idea that made money for its author. It is the impulses of thought that have created airplanes, spaceships, skyscrapers, and every invention you see on this planet. There was no nuclear power until someone visualized it. There was no radio or television until the time someone tapped onto radio waves. There was no electric bulb before Edison invented it. Nietzsche rightly put it, "Everyone thinks that the principal thing to the tree is the fruit, but in point of fact, the principal thing to it is the seed." It is always the seed that precedes the tree and the fruits. We run after the fruits, but the actual thing is the seed. According to the Upanishads, ancient Hindu text that was written thousands of years ago, even the universe was created when God had an idea. He said, "I am one, let me be many." The universe was thus created. This is supported by the Big Bang theory that the scientists have propounded of late. Even they do not understand what caused the Big Bang. Is the world around us a manifestation of God's thought process? These are philosophical questions which all of us ponder when we search for answers. There is a lot of merit in this argument. Thoughts are indeed the most powerful instrument of creation. Napoleon Hill, in his book Think and Grow Rich, writes, "Truly, thoughts are things, and powerful at that, when they are mixed with definitive purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for translation into riches or other material objects. All earned riches have their beginning in an idea." If you want to have a bite of the rich fruit, then you first have to change the roots that nourish the tree and the fruit. What is visible is just a manifestation of what is not visible. Your wealth is the extension of your thought process. If you have the mindset of a millionaire, you will become a millionaire. Once you expand your mental state to be that of a billionaire, then there is nothing on earth that will stop you from becoming a billionaire. There is no doubt that starting point of all riches is in the seeding. The thought process, that I will be rich. The important part is to know how to select the right seed, to plant it, give it a proper nurturance, and grow it into a healthy, strong tree, so that it can start bearing the right kinds of fruits and in lots of quantity. We are what we are because of the seed of thought that we have planted. If we want to be rich, we have to plant the right seed. The seed of mango will not produce an apple. For a harvest of riches, we have to plant the seed for being rich in our minds. Oops, I forgot. Before we select the seed and plant it, we have to prepare the soil to receive it. Without the soil preparation, the seed will die. So let us start from the very beginning. Initially, it is the soil preparation that matters. Prepare the soil for seeding. It is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?